Support for NPR comes from PBS, presenting NOVA, with the human story behind the science in new episodes this fall. NOVA, Tuesdays at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Champaign work crews could spend the majority of the weekend cleaning up after a fire destroyed a downtown building yesterday morning. But it could be days before investigators determine a cause for the blaze that destroyed the 130-year-old Metropolitan Building at Neal and Church Streets. There was no one inside and no injuries, but firefighters had to work quickly to keep the fire from causing serious damage to nearby structures, particularly the one main building and M2 construction project. Fire department spokeswoman Dana Schumacher says those business owners report relatively minor damage.
Business owners taping up some of their windows so that they don't crack to fall on people, if you will. But it's basically exterior damage on the other businesses. But that's still not good, but it is better than the alternative.
Roofing work will likely be required at the two buildings due to the embers that spread from the fire. The Orpheum Children's Museum also will require roofing work and will be shut down a few days due to electrical problems. The sidewalk on Church Street will be closed through the weekend. The union that represents employees at the Central Illinois Prison set to close is suing to keep the state from making layoffs. The lawsuit says Illinois failed to negotiate with the American Federation of State, County and Municipal Employees before notifying workers of layoffs at the Pontiac Correctional Center. The prison is scheduled to shut down in December. The union wants layoffs to stop until an arbitrator determines if the state is legally required to bargain and there's legitimate reason for the job losses. A panel of judges has recommended removing an Indiana Marion County judge that is said mishandled the release of a man who remained in prison for 2 years after DNA cleared him in a rape case. The Indiana Supreme Court, which appointed the three-judge panel, now will decide whether Marion Superior Judge Grant Hawkins remains on the bench. Hawkins was accused of a dereliction of duty in the case of Harold B. Bunton, who served 13 years in prison for rape. DNA testing later proved him he didn't commit. This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, Barack Obama of Illinois was elected president of the United States. And this week, he picked his chief of staff, he convened a panel of economic counselors, and started getting to work in the transition after the longest, most expensive, and perhaps closely watched election in U.S. history, world history probably. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott. Welcome to the new era.
Well, that's exactly what we want to follow up about. For the past 18 months, there was one question that kept coming back. Will Americans really elect an African-American president?
Right.
We heard all the talk about the Bradley effect. In the end, what role did race play?
An important role, but not a negative role. You know, let me just say as I get into this, America sort of woke up on Wednesday to find America a different place. And everything felt different now. And suddenly, you know, people looked at each other differently and talked about each other. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? So the role that was played by race turned out to be a quite positive role. He got a lot of votes from young people, got a lot of votes from women, not quite so many from white men, but never mind. I mean, we have reconfigured the whole picture of what America looks like politically.
Does he have a mandate? I mean, he won by a large margin, huge margin, actually, in the Electoral College, but the popular vote was much closer.
Well, he won on the slogan, change, and now he is faced with having to deliver on that. He has a mandate to do it. America expects him to address the terrible economic condition we're in and a whole list of other things, and there is a mandate for him that he apparently is quite quick to use.
Does his election mark a shift to the left?
I don't think so. It used to be put that way, that we get realigned every 12 years or so, and then we've been to the left, and we go to the right and go to the left. I think that's over now. I think the Democrats are not going to go on some wild left-wing experiments, but they're going to make the center work.
President-elect Obama made his first major appointment. Congressman Rahm Emanuel as his chief of staff.
Yeah.
Interest to full disclosure, we went to the same grammar school. What significance do you read into this appointment?
Well, Rahm Emanuel is... He's a tough guy.